This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Whether you are a skeptic or a fully fledged crystal lover who's keen to get yourself a set of tarot cards, my guest today is sure to enlighten you on the world of spiritual crystal and holistic healing. Nicole Duff is the owner of the Misty Hollows in Monaghan, which specialises in helping people find their inner peace and power. Welcome to iRadio's group chat, Nicole. I'm delighted to be chatting to you. First of all, how did your personal path lead you toward tarot reading and holistic healing as well?
Well, my journey started when I was quite young, actually. I would have been 4 when I was collecting crystals from a young age. My parents always remind me of when I started my journey with this work. But growing up, I always had like a fascination with reading cards and collecting and learning about spirituality and anything holistic. And as I got older, I suppose it became more of the thing that I was kind of living day by day with. And then from that, I suppose it inspired me to open my business. I went to college, and when I was finished college, I was like, no, I really feel like I'm meant to be pursuing this work. So my parents supported me in opening my business, and the rest is history.
Does it feel like a vocation almost, this type of line of work? Do you know, people say being a doctor or being something religious, like a nun or something, is vocation. Is this kind of similar?
I would say so, yeah. Like, I suppose, like, from a young age, it was like all I was really fascinated by. I was always the strange one, as you would say, an outcast. But now it's such a huge thing. Like, I feel like everybody is beginning to find their path within this work in their own way. And it's not considered so strange anymore. I feel like people see it as nearly a way of getting through a day as a practice. And they're turning more to themselves, which I think is beautiful, because I feel like it's something that each of us need to have a connection with. So yeah, going back to that question, I feel like, yeah, it has been something that has fulfilled my purpose, my path, why I'm here. So
you are right about saying it has kind of become more popular, or like more people are talking about it now. I think the first time I really noticed that was during the COVID-19 pandemic, when I started seeing all sales for like crystals and all of the spiritual things and tarot readings and stuff like that. It's like as if during that time people were really looking towards any type of healing, you know, to help themselves get through it. Like,
absolutely. It's like anything. I feel like we all need to have something to believe in, which I feel like is such an important aspect of being human. But yeah, like since the lockdown, I think that's when it really took off flight. And I had only opened my business just after the lockdown, which was back in 22. I'm trying to even remember now, in fairness, but it was just after lockdown. And I just took a plunge. Like, I mean, I was only after finishing my degree, and I was like, I feel like if I don't do this, I will regret it for the rest of my life. So I knew if I done it, at least I could say I tried it. And after a year of business, we were able to expand it. And that was just amazing to see that we were able to grow so quickly within a year. And then this year, we just expanded the business into nature then, out in Meath. So I'm mostly focused out that way.
Wow, it's amazing to see it go from strength to strength for you. But for the concept of tarot and tarot reading, can you explain that? What exactly that is for people, you know, that might be tuning in, that might actually wonder what is tarot and tarot reading in the first place?
Yeah, so we have like two different types of ways of doing cards. There's energy oracle cards, and then there's tarot. So I work with both. There's also angel cards, which is kind of like energy based, and it gives us more guidance based around our loved ones and spirit guides as well. But within tarot itself, it's very in depth. It usually gives us a 12 month reading. So on average, that's usually what you're getting is a year reading. And it sounds quite daunting. I know that a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to know my future. But I feel like with tarot, it's telling you what could happen. It's not based around always bad news and people passing away and all these like false misconceptions. It's very much based around what you need to know on your path. So if it's like based around career, maybe you're looking to change location, maybe you're looking to go somewhere new. And then as well, it's within yourself. Like, I feel like a lot of us have them moments in our lives where we sit with ourselves and we're like, something's missing, or I don't know what I'm doing. And within the cards, they kind of give us that sense of direction. But I always say to everybody before they leave, it's down to what you choose. It's never that this is what's going to happen. Nothing is set in stone, but you will find that the cards are never wrong, if that makes sense. So with energy cards, I feel more focused with them, more connected to them. And they're actually the ones I have with me today. And I feel like they're very enlightening. They give people that positive positive spin on life, especially if they're going through a grievance or an incredibly tough time. And it means that they can see the light, which has really helped me even to see others later on when I meet them maybe 6 months later. Their whole lives have changed. And I'm not going to be saying that I'm the reason why, but the cards have inspired them to make changes. And because of that, they're like, oh my God, I feel like if I hadn't got that reading, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I'm like, wow, that's really nice to hear that. So yeah, that's kind of how I see it.
Yeah, fascinating to look at how people can interpret it. But I think I've been saying tarot. It's tarot cards. I will correct myself now. That just goes to show how unfamiliar I've been with this. But where are the tarot cards? Like, where are they getting the answers from? Does that make sense? I realize that's probably quite a blunt way of putting it, but I know that it's definitely more nuanced and complicated than that. But where are they getting their guidance?
As in, if I was to pull a card for you, where is it coming from, the answer?
Yeah, like, as in, are the cards the tool that is being guided by a divine? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, where is it coming from? Is it gods? Is it angels?
Wow, okay, we're going that deep.
Do you know what it is? I'm fascinated by this, and I think it's such an interesting concept, because, you know, you do see a lot of tarot readings, I feel like, on social media now, and we'll definitely get more into that in a minute, but I don't understand how they work. I don't think we're ever really told how they work, and that's why people find them so difficult to understand.
I feel like with tarot, it's very much they read themselves. Like, definitely you see the card depending on the position it's placed on. That kind of reads for itself. They have a predominant meaning. Whereas with energy cards, it's channeled. So I would be pulling cards for somebody and it's I feel like this is what they're going through. It's I can sense it in my own body. So if there was anxiety coming through, but the card isn't obviously telling you it's anxiety, but based around what the card is saying. So let's just say it was a change in location. Again, for example, if I'm feeling a certain way about that, I'll start channeling through what I'm getting. And it's like a voice in your head. You ever get that voice in your head and you're like, oh, I might just go do that. Or if you're driving your car and you know that you're going around a sharp bend and you're kind of aware that there could be a car coming around, so you instantly slow down. That's intuition, which we all have power to. We all have access to it. But it's about kind of adapting yourself to know, okay, this isn't just a fluke. It's genuinely my guidance within me. And it just takes practice. I feel everybody has the capability to hold space and pull cards, but it's just down to self-belief as well. And obviously your own belief system. But when it comes to what's above us, God, I don't know. I'm quite open-minded. I believe in spirit guides, ancestors, our angels, but yeah, there probably is definitely something bigger than us that we know. And we all have experiences within this work that we can't really explain sometimes. So, but the cards are just down to you. Down to your energy.
Interesting. And as I said, I've seen a lot of tarot readings or any type of spiritual things that have popped up on my Instagram recently. I asked someone in the office and they're like, yeah, I get a lot of that as well. Can you actually read a group of people's tarots over TikTok? Is that real? Because I see them pop up and sometimes people will say, if you're seeing this between December 1st and December 7th, you know, this was meant for you. How is that more built into what the cards are guiding and intuition and stuff like that? And it just works well on social media?
Yeah, I do feel there is an algorithm obviously involved in that too, but there's always a reason behind you seeing a video. That's what I would say. I would be on TikTok and I would get the odd video and I'm like, oh, that's actually really fitting for me, what I'm going through. Because sometimes I actually can't read my own cards. That's a really fun fact there for me, is that I can read anybody else's cards, but I can't do my own. So when I see that, I'm like, okay, that's my divine guidance right now. But when I used to do live videos online, and within that I was able to channel messages through for people and just say, okay, this is what's going to happen, or this is what you need to be aware of, this is what you need to change. And it seemed to work. But I know the group one, you might be kind of thinking, is this real, is this fake? I think it's real. I do believe it's real. I haven't done it for anybody in particular, but I do believe in it.
I think it does come down to the person, for sure. And I'm really curious. I know obviously we're across audio at the minute. You can't see me. But do you think you could do a tarot reading for me? Would that work? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm just really curious. I'm sure everyone listening knows how invested I am now in this. You know, it is something that comes up all the time on social. So I'm fascinated.
Okay, let's we'll get stuck in. If you even want to think of a question in your mind, or maybe an intention, so it could be like something that you want guidance on right now. Just even think about it right now.
Okay, right.
I'll pick up these cards. Okay. So far, we have one card for you. So I'm going to try and get two more. I feel like three is always confirmation.
Just to add decoration for people that are listening, you are shuffling the deck, and the ones that come out are the ones that are meant for me.
Yeah, I never actually pull the cards. Some people would pull the cards. They might get a feeling to stop the cards and then just pull them.
Mm-hmm.
But I often say spirit is plucking the cards for me. So I'm just letting the cards fall naturally, because I feel like they are just more accurate, in my opinion. Okay, right. So your three cards. So the first card you have is Temple. It says the quiet wisdom within, and to also quiet external noise. So what I'm getting from this is that you're somebody that is quite introverted yet extroverted. I feel like you like to be out and about with people, but you also like to be left alone and to be on your own, in your own space. Within that, I do feel like it's about you connecting to oneself more. And maybe it's like, okay, I really do need a break. I need to find my center. There's a lot going on for you at the minute. It's like you're currently going through a lot of busyness. Things are just a little bit more on the go than usual. Can I ask, what's your star sign?
I'm a Libra.
Libra. Okay. So yeah, that definitely matches with what I'm trying to say, because you're somebody as an air sign, you are outgoing, you're naturally a people person. But when it comes to talking about what's truly going on within yourself, it's quite difficult for you to maybe self-express it. So it's about kind of providing a space for yourself, because if you can't express it to others, you need to at least connect it to yourself. So provide time and space for yourself just to sit and listen. That way, then you'll be able to say, okay, yeah, I'm noticing that I'm kind of like heavy in the shoulders. My heart's a bit heavy. My tummy's a bit sore. And it's like, you're not ignoring your own well-being. You're kind of just connecting and being like, oh, I haven't actually drank enough water today. I haven't maybe eaten enough today. I haven't gotten enough fresh air, whatever it might be. But it's about not locking yourself in too much and being constantly surrounded by other people, because it's going to drain you a little bit too much. So protection and grounding will be very good for you. Okay.
Okay. Interesting.
Your second card then is the Gateway, and it says open doors, opportunities, and right timing. There's something you're working really hard towards, which would explain again why the Temple came up before, because it means that you're putting yourself under a lot of pressure and stress at the moment and really trying to put yourself out there because you're trying to achieve a goal, and that goal is coming towards you straight away. I feel like it's going to come towards you going into the new year, where there's something that you can see and you're like, that's my goal, I'm going to get there, and you're very, very focused on that. You know that there's going to be other little things that you have to overcome, like maybe obstacles or blocks, which is really interesting because the next card you have is obstacle. So you're aware of that it won't be an easy journey, but you know that you're actually worthy of that. You have a very enlightening energy. Like, you're very optimistic, positive. I think a lot of people just enjoy spending time with you, which is why that first card goes back to that. People love being with you, and you like that too, but then it's also taking a lot of energy from you. But like that, if there's something that you're walking into or you're trying to understand if it's the right time, just know that this is confirmation to say, yes, it is. This is all, everything you're doing right now is all leading you to where it is that you're meant to be going. Just trust the path. It mightn't seem like it's a straight road, but it's completely straight. And then your last card, like I was saying, obstacles. So you can see in that second card, Gateway, that you're self-aware of the future. And yes, there's like little hurdles that have to come with that. But these hurdles are preparing you for what it is you need to grow within. So it's like anything. We always have to learn a lesson to kind of grow through that experience, and it prepares us for the next stage in our lives. And that's why you've got an obstacle, because the path is straight for you, but there is going to be something where you're like, okay, I have to adapt to this. I need to change something within myself to make this possible. So it's all to do with flexibility. So maybe it is timing, maybe it's location, but you're willing to do that. So it's about just taking a moment to prepare what it is you have to do to get you across it. It doesn't mean that you're not worthy of it, that you can't achieve it. You can just prepare for it. And just know that this is not a dead end, that it's all going to work out in the end.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. I have never had my like cards read like that. Like I was so skeptical about it, but I feel like that does kind of, yeah.
So I would suggest journaling. That would be really a really powerful tool for you to have, and carry blue crystals, because okay. That'll actually help with your journey, with your voice and self-expression.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Okay, I really appreciate it. I mean, I want to ask you as well, before I let you go, about the Cnoic na Cree Wellness Centre and Crystal Shop that you have in Meath, because yeah, I know you mentioned it and I feel like I've taken up all of your time about me, selfishly. So tell me about the shop. I do want to know what inspired you to open that.
Yeah, like I suppose when I finished college, I was saying to you, my dream was to always actually open a business. So when I was a little girl, I recall going to all these crystal shops around Ireland. I used to force my parents to bring me to mall, and I used to always say that I'm going to open my own shop someday. And my parents always said, you should, like, you should definitely do that. So we got to do that. We're open 3.5 years now. So our shop and one of our wellness centres is based in Carbon Cross in Monaghan. And Cnoic na Cree then is based in Lobanstown in County Meath, which is a healing sanctuary, just a retreat space in the middle of nowhere in nature, where I do women's circles, meditations, yoga, one-to-one appointments with energy healing, cards, and many more. So it's my little haven, to be honest, but I absolutely love it.
Yeah, where can people find you online if they're looking to find out more about you?
Yeah, if you look up the Misty Hollows on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok, you'll be able to see some of what we do and what we offer.
Okay, well, Nicole, thank you so much for jumping on iRadio's group chat this evening and really, really, I think, giving people a proper insight into this whole spiritual world. Absolutely fascinating. I can tell you're excellent at what you do, so thank you so much for joining us this evening, and I'm sure we'll have you and the Misty Hollows back again on the show sometime soon.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.